Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 90 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Review. Our focus this week is on the too sad and, I hate to say it, absolutely bloody mystifying Florida cases, Kaylee Anthony and Haley Cummings. Let's introduce the panel. Joining me in the studio is my lovely wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Simon. Hi, everyone.
From Gainesville, Florida, we have the news director for The Sky 97.3 and also an ace reporter, TJ Hart. TJ, always good to talk to you.
Good afternoon to all.
And we also have the ever-colorful investigator, William Cobra Storbs. Cobra, how's it going?
Simon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well indeed. I think we might just have been joined by Denny. Denny Griffin, is that you?
It is me, Simon. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey!
The late Denny Griffin, New York. He's a crime writer, author, and all-round nice guy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Denny.
Thanks, Simon.
Denny, where you at?
Pardon me?
Where you at today?
I'm in sunny upstate New York.
All right, you're coming into the loud and clear.
One never knows with Denny. I mean, he seems to spend half his time in New York and half his time in Las Vegas. I guess he just goes wherever the mob action is.
Got to be in the center of things, you know.
Right.
Dangerous.
We might have one more panelist with us. Who's calling in from 732? Okay. All right. Let's carry on. Our switchboard is open, and as always, we invite you to call in with your questions and comments. The number to call is area code 646-378-1120. We also have our chat room open, and you're welcome to ask your questions there or just hang out and chat. So, on with the show. Let's kick off with an update on the Kaylee Anthony story. A name that's been out of the picture for some time has started to emerge once again, Michelle Bart. Now, if you think back to the early days when this story broke, she was the original spokesman for the Anthony clan. Not one single one of them. She was the family representative. Now, we heard whiff of this a few days back. Jan, do you want to tell the story?
Okay, I'll try to get it right. A few days back, one of our people on our forum come up and ask a question about had we heard anything about George and Cindy Anthony hosting the program on Blog Talk Radio.
I fell off my chair laughing.
Next week. And so we hadn't heard anything, so we did some investigating. Come to find out, it's not George and Cindy Anthony, we don't believe, that's going to be handling it, or hosting it, rather. It's going to be Helping Heroes Productions, which belongs to the one and only Michelle Bart. And apparently they're going to supposedly talk about the autopsy report, and she's supposed to have a forensic expert as a guest on the show, which I believe is supposed to be her first show that she's supposed to have on Blog Talk Radio. But this was kind of surprising because she had claimed not so long ago that she no longer had any ties whatsoever with the Anthonys. So, I mean, this is kind of odd for me. I was kind of shocked about it.
Oh, I fell off my chair when I read this. I mean, Michelle Bart had very much distanced herself, not only from the Anthonys, but supposedly from the infamous kid finders, and also that other... Never Lose Hope Foundation. Eight-cylinder hoods, if ever I saw one. Why would she do this? Now, the 15th of July does happen to correspond to the one-year anniversary.
Yeah. The 911 call.
Right. But what's the angle? I've never known the Anthonys do anything without an angle.
No. Michelle Bard either, apparently. I mean, she's constantly opening up new foundations and stuff and then claiming that she isn't involved with, like, with Kid Finders anymore. She claimed that she wasn't involved with it. But when you start looking, it all goes back to it. So there's somewhere along that line.
Anyone on the panel like to leap in and give any comments? I know this is hot off the press news, and you may not have heard about it. And the panel goes quiet.
I'm like you, Simon. I'm a reserve on that one because I think they threw a blue 52 out there. They continue to do that. They act like they're not associated with, and then all of a sudden when you peep them, damn, right there they are having tea together. What happened?
Right, and in fact, there's one more interesting thing that we found while digging around. We found it on an absolute no-name blog. I don't even know how we found it, but this no-name blog is relating a story that talks about Michelle Bart negotiating with the folks at MySpace to remove a Kaylee Anthony related page. I mean, Michelle Bart.
A MySpace page.
Right. I mean, Michelle Bart actually physically removed herself from the case by moving to Washington State. You know, what's going on?
I don't know.
Different laws.
All right. Okay. Denny,
yes.
you have a sharp mind. You hang out with
thank you.
you hang out with all the wrong people. I mean, what's your take on this development?
Well, I think I'm on record going back months ago on this whole Anthony thing, and I don't trust any of the players, and. You know, I think they have an agenda, I believe, and they're capable of being devious and doing whatever it takes, such as denying relationships when there in fact is or are relationships going on. So nothing would surprise me here. I don't trust any of them, and I don't put any much faith in anything that any of their current or former the Anthony people have to say. So. I kind of dismiss anything that comes out of their mouths.
So you wouldn't be encouraging your children to marry into the family? Is that what you're telling me?
That's more or less where I'm coming from. Yeah.
There was one other piece of news that came out this week, and that was the delay of the trial from October to January, I believe. And that was due to the fact that one of Baez's quote experts was tied up teaching school.
Andrea Lyon.
Yeah. I mean, what a load of BS. I mean, why would you sign up for such a high-profile case if you couldn't make what was already billed as being the trial date?
That's what I couldn't understand. I mean, she is supposedly a high-profile lawyer that wins cases and is so-called, as Baez puts, one of the best. And if she anybody with common sense, I don't even have any degrees, and I know that a case such as this would take a lot of time. But, you know, to set to figure it out and get it all fit ready for court and all. So there's no way she could possibly fit in time for that and teaching too. She knew what she was getting herself into when she signed on for it. I think this was a plan to delay the court.
TJ, I know that your station doesn't actively cover the Kaylee story, but you must have some thoughts.
Be quite honest with you. I've been very tied up with the Haley case, and we geographically are much closer to Satsuma as it's the next county over. Orlando being about three or four counties away, we're letting the network and Associated Press take care of that. So as much as I'd like to chime in, I don't think I could give you an educated opinion on this.
Oh, we're not talking educated.
Thanks.
I'll just be over here.
Well, actually, TJ, that does give us a good segue. So let's talk about Haley Cummings. Mm-hmm. What's new?
What's new is that, and I shall pick up the phone here. What is new is that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement had intended, within 30 days of their first roundtable with the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, and others involved in the investigation into the disappearance of Haley Cummings, who was reported missing from her father's trailer on February 10th of 2009. They didn't get around to that, believe it or not. They didn't even schedule it. I did speak with the Lieutenant Greenwood from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, and he said that they are in contact with each other virtually every day, and that FDLE had not called a second roundtable. Why one was not called was never really explained, but they've been working much. You know, they've been working in very close contact. We do know that perceptionally there has been a bit of a change in the investigation at this point from LE's perspective. Okay, I want to make that very clear. This is as they are saying it to the press. In the beginning of this investigation, Detective John Merchant and Detective Peggy Cohn were both lead investigators in this because they really didn't know what they had. Detective Merchant handles primarily the murder investigations in Putnam County. Detective Cohn primarily handles missing persons, and they didn't know if they had one or the other or both. So at that point, what many people saw on the case and who in some cases did actually take a lead in a lot of people's minds was Detective Merchant. And you would see him a lot on television, especially when it came to transporting people to and from questioning. But my understanding from Lieutenant Greenwood, now this is Lieutenant Greenwood telling me that Peggy Cohn has always been on the case, but now she's seen more in the forefront because Detective Merchant is now working on a few murders. They've had a couple of really nasty ones over here in Putnam County, one involving a couple of guys who broke out of the Putnam County Jail, made it all the way up to Kentucky, and they wondered how the search was going for them, so they went all the way back to Putnam County to see if they're famous yet, figured they needed to get out of Dodge, killed their step-grandmother, and then stole a car and didn't get out of Putnam County at all. So, you know, we're talking, you know, the land of the enchanted over here in some cases. But now, in talking with some of the family members, Peggy Cohn is now pretty much taking over the lead role in the investigation, and from what some are telling me directly and confidentially, this, and I'm not getting any confirmation from the Putnam County Sheriff's Office at this point, but the word is that they're starting all over again from ground zero. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, this is a rumor that...
it's a little more than a rumor. This is what people claim Ellie have told them. This is family members.
Okay.
And but Ellie is not confirming that to me.
Right. Okay, this back to square one deal. I mean, really, really gives me heartburn. I mean, they're 5 months into it. How can they just say, oh, this is like that awful season of Dallas? You know, we'll pretend the entire TV series was just a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby. That's pretty aptly put there, Simon. That's pretty good.
We do have a caller on the line from 732. Mm-hmm. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
It's Feisty, and I just wanted to listen in today.
Hi, Feisty.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. So
another thing that has come up is that several people have been requesting this again and again and again. First of all, it came from the mouth of a lady who claimed to be a psychic. And then now it's coming from other people in the community and a couple of other people who claim to be psychics. Now, I don't put a whole lot of stock in it, but I did work with one lady back in Illinois, and by golly, am I forgetting her name or what, but she's passed on, but she worked with solving crimes with the FBI and with the state police for many, many years, very, very famous, but she did pass away, and God forgive me, I'm forgetting her name. So in the back of my mind, I say, you know what? You might just want to follow up on that.
Del, you're talking about Del?
No.
Pardon me?
Me and my girl was trying to figure out, I think it was Del. But that's a street name or nickname.
Okay, it might have been. But what has happened here is that I started drawing some comparison to their request for law enforcement to go through a wooded area and go back to another trailer that's not much more than a block away from Ronald's old trailer where Haley disappeared. Now, the reason why I think this deserves maybe a second or a third look is because the case that I covered with Jessica Lunsford, the young girl from Homosassa, Florida, who disappeared, a neighbor, not more than 50 yards from our house, a relative was staying with that neighbor, and he walked right into the unlocked house, got her out of bed, took her back to the trailer where he was staying, sexually molested her for days. Nobody knew she was there. All right. Law enforcement went by the trailer, never went in the trailer. The girl was still alive at that time. And at the begging of others, they finally went back. Guess what they found? They found a shallow grave. They found a plastic bag. Inside the plastic bag was a dead 9-year-old girl who had been sexually abused with her hands bound and a dolphin for her to clutch so she wouldn't be afraid as she suffocated to death in that shallow grave at the hands of Johnny Vander Cooey, who has been found guilty and sentenced to death. Now, if I get a little emotional here, I apologize. Like I said, I get a little wound up when it comes to kids getting hurt. And it might behoove law enforcement to take another look just to satisfy some minds of some folks and perhaps maybe avoid some complications down the road and avoid looking foolish, too. They claim that they have scoured every inch of that area. They claim that they have gone over that property before, and good for them if they have. But it wouldn't hurt one more time just to completely get that off the list. I know the cadaver dogs were out there. They were out in that area. I watched them run. They didn't hit in that area. They hit in a dumpster, which was in the opposite direction of that trailer, and nothing turned up in that dumpster that could be used. I have some questions about that find as well.
Actually, I'm gonna poke around in that arena for a moment. Cadaver dogs traditionally are very, very well trained, and they're very good at what they do.
Highly reliable.
Highly reliable, right? They don't hit on you know, yesterday's Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
No.
They hit on human remains. What was it in that bloody dumpster?
You know, the thing is, we've never gotten an answer. They said, well, she's not here. Well, that doesn't mean that, you know, something of a human being. Well, yes, they did. I was up on top of CNN's SUV with the 7-time award-winning cameraman. He was videotaping it. I was doing the play-by-play on Jane Velez Mitchell and HLN Prime News, and it was on a Friday night. I remember that very, very well.
Right. And it is kind of odd that they would just brush it off.
Well, they said, TJ, I think one of the news reports out there someplace had said that they found feminine hygiene materials in there.
Bandages,
and,
something like that.
Feminine hygiene, napkins, I guess, and depending on, you know, who left them, you know, after a couple of hours or days, that could be, like, considered some, you know.
Could be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
well,
you know, it's biological residue.
Smell.
Yeah, that's right. It's blood. It could decay and smell. Who knows?
Okay, here's the question that I have never heard answered. When was that dumpster previously emptied?
It had not been emptied since the day she had gone missing, so this would have been 2 to 3 weeks. They purposely waited to check that last because they wanted to look for a live girl, and that was the last thing they checked.
Okay.
Right, that doesn't make sense. That would have been one of the first places you'd check, but you know that, they got the reasons, and I don't understand them.
Right. Okay, we have another caller coming in. Someone from the 214 area code. Well, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, Simon. My name's Donna. I have a question about the interview that White Boy Greg did where he said Ron had a gun, he threatened someone, he took something from someone, a drug dealer, in the drug house. I don't know if any of you recall that.
Ooh, I don't. Cobra?
Yeah, that's not what was going on. What was happening in that interview is he had heard, just like the rest of us on the news and stuff, that Ronald's behavior that evening, going back to a place that he was working, planting trees, and he wanted to be paid for the job. He was flashing a pistol around. A lot of people have confirmed that. Nothing was ever done about it. And what White Boy Greg was saying is it takes a lot of balls to run up in the hood and pull a pistol out on somebody and rob a dope dealer. And if Ronald could do that, he'd still have his daughter. That's a alpha male move. He's the caller there, ma'am. You just have it confused a little bit. White Boy
Greg
was reporting
saying
on the news. He was reporting news he had heard.
Oh, okay.
Not fact that he knew.
You don't think it's a fact that Ron took anything from a drug dealer?
Listen, if he did, it's not been proven by anyone, and no one's come forward and said, hey, he robbed me. So
yeah.
I've been with Ronald. He stuck a gun in my face. It wouldn't scare me. I see the man standing behind it. You know what I mean? So I doubt that story. I think he's more of a Russian roulette type of person. As I hear more about that, I'm going to stick a gun in somebody. You know, all these, paper tiger threats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and White Boy Greg, and I did the interview with him. My camera guy was right there, and I was listening to every question, and he was just talking about how, you know, what he had heard about Ronald. He had heard a lot of bad stuff about Ronald, but he thought Ronald was kind of sissy because what he did to Misty and pushed him into pushed her into White Boy Greg's arms anyway. So, you know, one guy to another guy, it's just some alpha male stuff, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that someone had motive to go in to hurt him.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. The thing of it is whatever happened to Haley, Ronald has to accept some responsibility because of the father that he was in the streets, so to speak, around his little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But you also protect him, you know, from outside in and from everything else. And his behavior could have caused this very easily.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
TJ, I want to go back to this no second round table.
Yes.
I mean, it appalls me. I cannot understand the rationale behind canceling it. It seemed to me it was the one opportunity where all of the agencies could get together around a table and say, this is what's going on with this, this, and this. I mean, what's happened is it's now completely disappeared. Do we know if any of the evidence that was collected at the primary site has now been processed? Do we know anything?
It appears that most of it has been. I didn't get the answer affirmative to all of it. I also talked to some other folks in the Platte-Cusatsuma-San Mateo area, too. And just off the top of somebody's head, they said, whatever happened to that there door? You know, the back door. And I said, well, last I heard FDLE had it. And somebody had talked to the person who actually owns the trailer and said, yeah, but they can't find it now. They were hoping to get it returned, but they don't know where it is. But that's just, you know, folks talking. That's coffee shop stuff. So whether or not they're still processing the door or not is not known. But one thing is for sure, it's not on the house.
Okay, you're going to hate me.
Oh, hey, geez, I hate it when you do that. Go ahead.
Oh, not again. Did that on purpose for me, Simon.
Home from Illinois and out the back door, oh boy.
People there, TJ.
Okay. I just couldn't resist it, TJ.
Do looking out my back door. I love it, Simon.
He had to break the ice a little bit.
I mean, yes, that was meant in humor, but it's also meant seriously. Now, this back door has actually been a subject of a lot of discussion. I mean, why wasn't it taken when, you know, the crime was first committed?
That's a question for the ages. So many different demonstrations have been, you know, I was a part of a demonstration that happened on TV. We had Marlena Schiavo, our producer for the Nancy Grace show on CNN's Headline News, actually walk through with Ronald Cummings' mother, Teresa Neves. And they were both showing how someone could have gotten into the door, how it operates, and everything else. And it's kind of jacked up to begin with. But at the end of the day, you know how many different handprints are on that door since the time of the abduction? I can't begin to count. And
I know at least one
Cobra,
that belonging to you, buddy.
Well, yeah, that's true, you know. But you know, and Cobra, you've been out there in that area too. And that back door, you have been over every inch of that
I've
area.
I've never touched no stinking door, mister.
Oh, okay. I never would say that you touched the door, but what I'm getting at is the basic geography of that backyard.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and how easy?
Well, I want to
is that for someone to go into that backyard when it's pitched? It is dark back there, with the exception of one security light.
Yep.
And if it's not on, brother, I mean, you are praying for a full moon.
I'm going to tell you something amazing. You were saying about taking that search back down there, you know, just worth a secondary look.
Yes.
I'll tell you that we have probably, I don't know, 9,000 pieces of paper stuck in this room here with boards and charts and everything else. And one thing that we've been monitoring very closely this week has been some theory. There's someone out there that is connected some kind of way to law enforcement and has been leaking out. So
Cobra, you need to speak up.
I'm speaking up.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now I
can now.
All right, I'm right into the microphone. Okay, there's a theory passed around out there that somebody had somebody that was supposed to tell that Misty wasn't home, that Misty had taken both the children and went driving around, i.e. the blanket in the van.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came back home, she picked up Junior first and went in through the back side of the trailer, hence propping the door open so she could tote him in there and put him in the bed. And when she came back to the van, lo and behold, Haley's gone. So this is where one of the neighbors kicks in at 2-something in the middle of the morning when somebody is screaming, "Ah, what in the hell is cooking?" And then everything else was staged from there. Now, that's just brand-new stuff, and 2 or 3 people are talking about it pretty intensely out there, and I'm hoping that I wasn't the only one that picked up on some of the actual facts. Somebody would have to have known or did a very good job piecing everything that we've been saying together and coming up with their own spill to it, but it all goes right back. And that I'll tell you, there's folks on both sides of the family. You know, I work on one side, and, of course, the other side, I have friends there, and nobody's really happy right at the moment. And I agree with you. If somebody doesn't do something kind of quick, I don't want somebody to drop the cinder block in the proverbial pile of shit and splash everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Cobra, another thing that has come up over this very strange little week that you and I have shared to a degree, you on your end and mine on mine end independently, but it's been strange when you put it all together, the name of Chad Griffiths comes up all the time, and I don't know who is trying to force this issue or not, but
yeah.
Trying to figure out his whereabouts the night of the disappearance, and does that play any role whatsoever in the disappearance of this young girl?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, every little thing that you pick up on, you run it to the nth degree to find out how far out does it play. And so far as Chad was concerned, I mean, they put the means, the motive, and opportunity right there for it. I mean, that part's looking pretty good. And then you get to the conflicting story as to whether or not he did not return until 9 a.m. or that he was in the bed and somebody lied to cover up because they didn't want to know that the new groom, who was fixing to get married here any time, this kind of abrupted it, was still doing the bachelor party thing and hanging out with his boys and yada yada. So, I mean, there's a couple little things there that could be cinched off quite easily. But as you know, there's no cooperation coming. There's only one family harking one way and the other family screaming the other way. And, you know, you and I both know we've talked to family members on both sides all week long. And this is the brand newest, between that and her being out with the children that afternoon, that evening after Ronald went to work and after ate SpaghettiOs, and she dipped off, i.e. left the dirty laundry, yada, yada, yada. I mean, somebody out there is really, really leaking out a lot of information. I kind of wish it wasn't happening, but we got to stay ahead of it in order to find out where the hell it's going.
TJ, I know most of our listeners are experts on the case. They follow everything that happens,
yeah.
But some of them may not. Can you tell us who Chad Griffiths is?
Okay, Chad Griffiths is the stepbrother to Crystal Sheffield, but Crystal and Chad have already had a child together, and Crystal and her stepbrother were planning to marry. That, of course, has not happened. They put that off until the child was found, and they made that announcement about the time Ronald and Misty got married, and shortly before they took off to New York City to be on the Today Show.
Okay. Once again, I want to tell all of our listeners that our phone lines are open. It's area code 646-378-1120. TJ, I'm going to go back to this back to square one rumor. I hate it.
I hate it, too. I don't know if that was meant for public consumption to make some of the family members feel better. Or if that was a statement of actual fact, and that's something I have to get clarified, and I'm still working on clarification on that too. That came in late, and I was not able to get to Ellie on that, but it's coming from a variety of sources.
TJ, I know you probably just got misspoke there since didn't have very much information on this subject, but I don't see how that would make the family feel any better that they were starting over. It sure gives.
Oh, no, I don't think it would. In fact, it had quite the opposite effect. It lit them up like the 4th of July. I think they were quite the opposite. I don't know why that statement was even uttered to some of that family, because the unintended consequence came to fruition, which was they are steamed beyond belief.
Well, I think they're steamed more so of the information they're getting from L.E., and, you know, it's come from both sides of the family. And
yes, you're right, and that's where I'm getting it, from both sides of the fence.
And listen, and these folks do not talk to each other, and they've personally been interviewed by a certain member from law enforcement, and if it's true what's coming out of law enforcement, buddy, I'm going to tell you what, we starting over again.
I don't like that path, but
they couldn't remember 3 days out what the hell happened. How in the hell are they going to remember 5 months into the investigation what happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Gosh. You know something, Bill? It's You know, if I just sound a little sunken hearted today, and I know I came on the air, I tried like hell not to bring that attitude with me, but by God, I'm about to bow up, and I don't want to do that on the air today. I really don't.
Don't
I'm not going
to.
Do you have your nitro tablets?
Yes, I do, and I have a phone that works.
Blow up. It's a bow, not blow.
Denny.
But there are some pieces of information that will be coming out, I do believe, this week. I do not want to sit there and put a time or a date or a prediction or something like that, because, you know, you always lose when you do that. And I'm not a good bluffer when it comes to playing poker. And Denny, I'm sorry,
yes.
I didn't mean to jump into your stuff. I'm sorry.
No, Denny, you're listening to this conversation. I'd love to hear your take.
But, you know, I got to tell you, the what's it been, 6 months now or whatever since the disappearance or the abduction. And I've been on kind of an emotional roller coaster with this thing. Initially, I was under the impression that law enforcement, whatever agencies were involved in the primary role or assisting, were doing a slam-bang job. And that was the impression I had. Then as more things come out, and now we got the backdoor, TJ's backdoor thing, and you start wondering, you know, and the meetings that are supposed to be held that don't get held and so forth. I'm having a little bit of remorse or second thoughts about how effective law enforcement is, and not pointing the finger at any individual agency or detective or anything, but I'm just starting to have some doubts about the quality of the investigative effort there. Maybe I'm totally wrong on that, but so much time has gone by, and some of the stuff I'm hearing causes me to be concerned. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I am. The other thing that I'm curious about, I wasn't aware or don't know if all these players have handlers or, you know, PR people or that type of thing, advising them on what to do. But everybody, I'm kind of surprised at how the main players don't seem to be, when you compare it to the Anthony case, for example, these people seem to be very disciplined. I mean, they're not on a radio show or TV show every day. They're not issuing statements every day. And I don't know whether that's just a fluke or whether it's intentional or they're being told not to be out there. And I know that it was several weeks ago we were talking, I think Art Harris was on that particular day also, and talking that law enforcement seemed to think there was an excellent chance that Haley was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been, you know, because of the time that had gone by, I was having my doubts. And then I got reinvigorated in my attitude listening to this thing that law enforcement apparently felt that based on information they had, the child was probably alive. And I think Colbert and Art Harris and TG, I think several people were also optimistic. But now that's been another 4, 5, 6 weeks with nothing, so I'm starting to lose that again also. So my right now, as far as the emotional roller coaster of this case, I'm in the down slide of it. I am just not that optimistic that it's going to be solved or solved in a happy, successful outcome. I've got serious doubts about it.
I tell you what, Denny, a lot like everybody else, I have those moments too. But law enforcement tells me they believe she's alive. That's a Friday at 2:43 in the afternoon with Lieutenant Greenwood. They have no evidence that suggests that a young girl's life has been taken. They have no body. And they have to assume that they are dealing with an abduction at this point. However, all avenues must be pursued, meaning that they need to be looking at perhaps a body as well, but they have to work from the assumption that they have a live girl.
Okay, I certainly hope that's true. You know,
I hope that's true. And Cobra, I know how you were feeling 2 weeks ago when you said it's 49-51, depending on what time of the day it is. And I'm starting now to be more aligned with that that thinking. It seems like it changes every 5 to 10 minutes with me. And
I'm just glad Denny's not down here, because if he feels that he's on the he's kind of separated in a sense that you and I aren't. And if he knew what we know that popped off this week and what was told and when we got together and compared notes, Denny would go through the frickin' window.
Buddy boy, I tell you what, I think you'd flip your hat. You would.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, TJ, who else holding fire. I'm going to let the family, either your side, my side, or our side, go ahead and fire off on them next week as promised. And I'm going to hold back, and I appreciate you holding back. And don't hurt Denny. He'll drop off the phone and go join the mafia tonight.
No. By the way, before we get back on the track of things, Denny, how did your Hollywood shoot go for your thing with the Smithsonian on the organized crime in Las Vegas?
It went excellent, and they're supposed to have the documentary available. I believe they're shooting for October or November. So,
very good.
I'll let you guys know when it's going to be on. Check it out.
Killing mobsters out there. I didn't know he was making a real movie.
Denny, when I buy my box set, I'm going to send them off to you, and I hope to get them autographed along with a picture of you, buddy.
Well, thank you. And I just since you brought it up, we're I can't say too much about it right now, but we're working on a second thing, too, regarding a video production. So that looks like it might come to pass, too. So things are kind of moving in the world of mobdom.
Denny?
Yeah.
Do realize that I am a reviewer.
Okay. you'll get the first copy, Simon.
Now, Simon, I don't know if I'm stepping on anybody's toes, but in the article that I wrote for bloggernews.net and also a very similar piece for the sky973.com, I let a little bit of a cat out of the bag, and I'm just going to see how big that cat is right now. I understand that there is a new team being assembled in South Florida these days that may be willing to pounce upon and do some essential and additional digging in the Satsuma area in regards to the disappearance of Haley Cummings. Mr. Stobbs, would you know anything about that?
Simon has a better question, I think, that would lead into that so that I wouldn't have to just go cold with you and get the bigger cat jumping out of the bag. I don't want to get the damn leopard out of there. He's down in the bottom. His tail stuck out now a little bit.
Okay, it looks like you've put me on the spot. I mean, damn it.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, it's my job to put you on the spot.
That's right. I reversed that shit.
Cobra, I understand that you have your finger in a couple of pies, a couple of cop-killing pies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I got my fingers stuck.
Would you like to expand on that?
Well, I think you know the other. It's only national news in Florida and Virginia, where a young man was down vacationing in South Beach, and he was shot and killed. And the officer was put on desk duty with pay for a minute. And I say a minute, I think about 4 days. He was off desk duty, and he was back out again. And he got a second killing. He shot somebody else going across the bridge. And they got a little bit perturbed with some of my guys who got into the morgue and got some of those pictures. And then they got real pissed off when we released the actual shooting where the officer drew his pistol and shot the guy. And, you know, of course, they're saying this assassination, this, that, and the other. I don't think anybody purposed to do that. But if that's the way it turns out, I guess that's the way it turns out. But, got my finger in that pie, and that's where my team's coming from. It seems to be that there's a lot of people that are very, very unhappy as to my involvement in the case, what has happened with me. I was I got arrested, and, you know, I thought, and they think, and everybody thinks, statutorily, I'd be cleared, but I think there's a point behind it all. And, of course, then we have the civil liberties violations with a lot of folks, and I'm right in there, too. I've been violated. So now that all these things have taken place, how could you not form a serious team to deal with this? I mean, you know, you run along fine. You're not trying to cause anybody any problems. You're looking for a little girl. You're spending your own money and doing everything, and the next thing you know, wah-boom, you step into something that probably you weren't supposed to step into. But unfortunately, I'm in it, and now it's time to. The only problem is we've been working on it for 4 or 5 days, and we don't know who to get first. That's the fucking problem. Who do you shut down first?
And Simon, if you ever tried to call this past weekend to Cobra's house, you know what you got going on? You got guys trying to read, guys trying to go through videotapes, guys trying to go through audio tapes. I thought that was a carnival going on, and then I realized when you start picking out things left and right, this team was doing its homework.
Dude, my driveway, I live in a very quiet neighborhood, and the black suits kept coming. They thought I was under raid by the FBI. I said, no, they're probably scheduled next week. These are my guys. But, some folks started to complain, or they actually weren't really complaining. They were just very, very concerned. In fact, they thought maybe somebody might have died. Did you guys get robbed? I said, man, we got to find a new meeting place. So effectively tomorrow we are finding a new meeting place. It can't be here no more.
I did talk to Cobra a couple of times over the weekend, and yes, you're right. It did sound like it was a fairly busy spot.
Frickin' zoo. And the thing of it was, is yesterday when I talked to you, Simon, and the zoo was going on, I left then and I went to load up some stuff I had to store, you know, the kids' four-wheeler, this, that, and the other, and I didn't know anything about these flea market things. Man, you got to go there at 4 o'clock in the morning, so we just rode on out to the flea market, got there at 4 o'clock. I don't know why, because nobody don't show up until 7:38, and then you scorch your head in the sun, and, you know, a couple hundred dollars later, you come in home going, man, that was fun. Can't wait till next weekend. I took 2 hours sleep because I was pitiful, and then I woke up, and here I am, groggy and cranky, and I'm hoping TJ don't set me off.
I set you off anyway. It doesn't matter. All I got to do is breathe some days.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to keep an open spirit about it, brother, man.
I know.
It's intense, you know.
It is intense.
All the show action is coming to a close, and, you know, I was responsible for starting some of it by inviting folks, you know, to find out, because I thought there was, you know, when I find out there's a need, I try to get the people that I know in my life to help those folks, and it's turned into a freaking circus, and the thing of it is it gets getting spun out of control, and I said, you know, I got a lawyer up to handle some of this shit. I may as well just get a freaking team and take care of it. So I'm going hard and aggressive. And I think that in the end, I'll be victorious, and there'll be some folks that are not going to be so happy.
Yeah, that sounds like that's the way it's going to play out.
Yeah.
One of the things that has come out this week, and I heard it from UTJ, and I've heard it from Cobra, and I've heard it from a couple of other folks, is that there are some family members that are really, really aggravated with the entire deal. And, you know, particularly with this back to square one deal. Do they actually have something that they can say that will move this forward?
I don't know if that is for sure, but I think how they say it will probably play a bigger factor in how fast it moves forward.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say, Cobra?
You took the words out of my mouth. It's not so much what they're going to say, it's exactly how they're going to say it.
Yeah.
You know, if E is before E or I, uh-oh.
That's
how it's said at this juncture because, like I said, you got water cooler talk going on. You got all these threads out there, and of course we have everything Googled and alerts for this and alerts for that. And Paula, you know, I'm telling you what, she's earned her frickin' private investigator license. I mean, she's qualified. Yeah, the stuff. I mean, a lot of it is still, you know, under, you know, heavy duty investigation. In fact, Two other investigators that I work with have come back on now. Apparently, they scored. You know, while I was selling everything to survive, apparently they had paying clients. So they've looked back over the shoulder and see I fell down here and I got my flip flops blown out and the knees out of my pants. So they're coming to help me. And it will be quite interesting.
Excuse me, Simon. I'd like to ask a question. I was going to sit and be quiet, but I have to ask.
Last week,
Feisty. Sorry.
Hey, Feisty.
Hi. I was curious. Last week, and this is to Cobra and to TJ both.
Sure.
Last week, I believe it was K2 came on and said she had all this, you know, for you. Did anything amount to that?
I got absolutely nothing but a secondhand email to one of the family members. I received nothing that had anything to do with the checks, no photostatic copies, no evidence of any kind of electronic transmissions or transactions, absolutely nothing.
Wow.
I brought up the question a couple of times. Apparently what had happened was, is, you know, people jump out there and they speak kind of quick. I have to admit I was quite excited. She still remains, along with probably 10 folks that don't even know her. They still question the authenticity of everything, of course. And I don't really care, personally. I don't give a damn. That's something that the feds and everybody else can straighten out. I would like to know, you know, does she have information where this child is? Period and simple.
Exactly.
You know, the pictures, whether they've been photoshopped or faked, or the checks are fake, or this is fake, or that's fake, and this is real, and that's real, and this is real. Listen. All that right there, that sideshow, we're stopping that. That shit
it's
is
done.
Coming to an end. I'm done with it.
It's focus time, kids. Yeah.
Focus time. You know, I'm done with it. Every time somebody rears up now, and see, the bad thing about it is, I just caution whoever's listening. All this crap that they've been writing in these threads, we coming. Defamation does not have to be proven. I can tell you that I'm worth $20 billion pay up. You can say stuff about somebody, hey, he's a bad guy. When you write it, I don't have to prove no damages.
Right. I do want to go to Kesu's defense. I do believe that it was something said in the heat of the moment, and I don't think she understood the question or didn't think about what to say.
I don't think she understood the point.
I don't understand.
Electronic transfer.
Simon? Me and you ain't never had side words, but I'm going to say this. I remember like it was just now. In fact, I woke up and thought, what's she going to call me? Listen, I asked her, you've seen this. You saw it. You know what I do for a living. Don't be bullshitting me now. No, I got it. Pop, pop, pop. I haven't got it yet. So I don't know whether she spoke early and knew it was out there and couldn't get her hands on it and then, you know, let this out, and maybe somebody who has the actual proof, this is the way it's been explained to me now, somebody that has it has a better use for it, and go ahead and let the chitter-chatter keep on chitter-chattering. And, in fact, even when I spoke to Kim, people were saying stuff about Kim, and she advised me that the statute of limitations is 2 years. Well, I ain't waiting no 2 years. I ain't waiting 2 months. I've already been violated. I'm coming.
Right. No. My point is that the question she was asked was, do you have electronic transfer proof?
Do you have any kind of evidence that I could get over the email? And all I got was a secondhand email.
Right. And I think she misinterpreted that.
Could be.
Emails.
I'm not going to let her off so easy, Simon, because I thought, you know, people do say they don't understand me sometimes, and I write funny, and it's, you know, gizmo.
That's because you're from Virginia.
Gizmo. But listen, if I ask you, do you have proof of that? Yeah. You know for a fact that Mike Picazio wrote these checks and paid this child. Oh, yes. Okay, then. I was happy as a lark because I'm going to tell you what, that's kind of like fruit on the salad, you know what I mean? I already got a salad, but that's kind of like putting some fruit on there. So I was like, all right, I was very happy. But I'm not very happy when people jump the gun if they did that. Now, if it was not true, then, you know, all liars got to go somewhere someday.
and I agree with you, but
unless you know more than I do, Simon, I don't know, brother, but where I sit, I was promised something. I qualified the best that I could without looking at the person in the eye, and I feel that I give her the benefit of the doubt that she couldn't obtain it. She didn't have it. when she said she had it, and maybe somebody's not giving it to her now because for a better purpose. That's what I've been told. But
right,
if being don't know them, and you know,
yeah, I don't know the person either. I have no idea who the person is.
To.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Law over nothing.
Yeah.
Right, let's bring on another caller. We have someone coming in from 253. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello, Simon. My name is Mary Claire.
Hello.
And I have a question for TJ.
Yes.
Okay. TJ, I read your article that you posted on your Skype website yesterday.
Thank you.
And, yes, thank you. And in it, you sort of alluded to this earlier, but it says, I spoke recently with several of Haley's family members,
mm-hmm.
and one relative who's been virtually silent
mm-hmm.
told me Friday that if some level of satisfaction is not met in the next couple of days,
mm-hmm.
the silence will be broken. So,
Maybe broken.
Uh-huh. All right. So I'm wondering, how might you expect this family member to break their silence, and how might this impact LE or the investigation?
This family member will be making a communication to me. I will not, and I promised I will not, communicate with that person. It is up to this person to say what is on that person's mind. And if that person chooses sometime Monday to do that, that person will do it. I'm not going to hassle anybody because family members on both sides of this equation, and remember, we're not watching a volleyball game or a basketball game, so it's not one family side against another folks. These folks have a missing kid. There might be some animosity between each other due to the very strained relationships that have taken place on here, but the fact is they're all missing a child. Now, this person is not happy with law enforcement at this stage of the game, and I can tell you all family members, virtually all that I've talked to, I can't think of one at this point who's not happy or who is happy with law enforcement. But this person stated that it depends on what happens Monday whether or not there'll be a statement coming out. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, I don't want to be that person who says, I predict, because by golly, that's just like stepping on a rake. And I've stepped on way too many in my life, and they hurt. And the rake doesn't appreciate it either. So if this person's request for privacy, at this person's request for a lot of things, and also for the state of mind of that person, I'm not going to hassle this person. It's not worth it to anybody. But I am interested in what this person may have to say on Monday. And I hope I'm not talking in riddles. I'm trying to be as straightforward as I can and protect my source and my source's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
From similar sources. I mean, I think TJ and I share too, and the other side is exactly the same way.
Yes.
They're
and
united.
So
first time in the case, both families have been united. First time I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not squeezing all that out there, and we were allowed to say that much. And that's as much as I was given to say.
TJ, I appreciate your professionalism.
Thank you.
Will you follow up with us to keep us informed
indeed.
as you can?
I will follow up. You know, I always say, do my here's how it goes, because this story is nationwide. My county is Alachua County, and it's right next to Putnam County. So I service the local area first on the air and on our radio station's website, thesky973.com. And then I give a similar version to Simon, because I don't really want to have duplicates out there. It's not cool. So I give Simon a somewhat altered version, written just somewhat differently, so that the virtually the same story gets out to the national people as well as to what the local consumption receives.
All right.
Also,
thank
I have
you
Twitter
much.
And Facebook, so you can hit it there as well.
Super, and I'll do that. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, I have an absolutely off-the-wall question. We had a commenter who claimed that they know the Cummings family and that Ron has not actually received the back child support.
Oh, he's got to go through a process, Simon.
Right, but this has been going on for forever.
Yeah. Well, that ain't helping nothing. He ought to be out there getting a damn job anyway, so I don't care. I don't even give a shit about child support unless it's my own. I got my own child support, and it's $1,700 a month, my friend.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, if I waited 4 or 5 years, Jesus Christ, I'd be owing $100,000.
TJ,
pay that for me.
TJ, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Have you heard this thing?
About the child support, no, I haven't heard anything further on that. As far as the process, I know that in many states it's very convoluted. It's got to go through state. Whenever you get government involved, you have to it gets ugly. But I don't know where it is in the pipeline.
I can start a blog saying that the money wasn't received because now the validity of those checks kind of look funny to me. So they're probably saying, hey, we can't cash this yet. We got to find out if this shit's real.
Cobra, stop it.
yeah. It, like I said, I don't know. That's part of the story that I am not focused on, to be quite honest with you. I'm very much focused on, you know, where Haley is, how the investigation's going, and that's not one of the story lines that I've covered.
Right. No, it was just curious. You know, it was all over the press. Particularly on a particular website,
sure,
that I won't mention, you know, yeah. It's all paid. But
I got a question for you, Simon. If something is done out of the goodness of one's heart, as it was portrayed, why is there a mystery to it? I mean, why should we even know about it? That's the only question I have about the damn thing. I don't give a shit. Like I said, you know, would somebody want to pay mine? why do we care?
Cobra, in the case of your child support, all I can say is you should have bought a TV.
Yeah, I did. I bought a TV. I bought one in every room. Listen, this is a true story. Somebody told me that you got to watch TV. I did that. Still had another child. I'm up to two now. So they said it's the water. The water in South Florida is bad. I'm up to three. The water filter's not working. The fourth one comes. The fifth one comes, and I realized then it wasn't the water, it wasn't the TV, it was something in the air.
Okay, let's take another caller before this gets any further off the rails. We have someone coming in from the 732 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
It's still feisty. I just got cut off.
Okay.
Sorry.
We hung up. We talking
dirty.
But
I'll tell you what. I'm staying out of Florida.
Hey, it was something in the air.
I'm staying out of Florida, honey.
Yep.
Well, it must have the same water in Illinois. I got a house full.
It wasn't the water, brother.
Okay. TJ, you said a very, very salient point, or you made a very salient point. You know, forget about the sideshows. The mission is to find this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do?
Well, really, about the only thing that you can do is make inquiries. You know, the police departments work for you. If you want to put some pressure on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, just kindly hit them all over the place in the email box. Hit them where it hurts. That way, you got some electronic record that you made a request for information, or ask your representative, your state representative or your state senator. To see if they can't get things rocking and rolling a little bit with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. If you live locally in Putnam County, your Putnam County Commissioner could probably stand an earful more about that than they can about, why'd you raise the damn gas tax for the roads? We can still drive on them. You know, some people have been saying that, but I, you know, you've been down a few roads, and I know Bill has in Putnam County. They need some work. But
my tires up. I had to get new tires when I was in Putnam. I sure as hell did.
Yeah, no kidding. I tell you, I had to get my steering wheel aligned after going down a few of those roads. But anywho, you can get a hold of your county commissioners. You can get a hold of your state representatives, your state senators, and of course, hit the email boxes to the state attorney's office as well. And just put pressure wherever you can. And when people see, you know, when they feel that pressure, they're going to have to react to it because let's face it, these folks work for you. You're the citizens. They don't run your life. You run theirs. And as soon as more people in America kind of realize that, they'll stop feeling that they're enslaved to this republic and realize that this republic is there to represent them. So empower yourself, and you might see some things get done.
Them as a great public service. Man, you off the charts, TJ.
I've had coffee, Bill. I've had coffee.
And TJ, are you planning a run for office?
running for county line.
You got my vote, buddy.
Well, on somebody else's money, not mine.
Yeah, make sure you do that. I can tell you the reverse, that's not good.
No, and I think I heard Jan trying to say something.
I just said that some of these officials need to be reminded that they work for us,
mm-hmm.
and not the opposite, because some of them don't always see it that way.
Yeah, uh-huh. Unfortunate.
TJ, are you seeing any better cooperation coming out of Putnam County?
Yeah, you know, communication has improved this week, and I fully believe that it will remain very open ended. Nobody wants to get this. And this comes from, you know, not just the PIO, Lieutenant Greenwood. This comes from some of the other, you know, deputies and detectives, too. Nobody wants to get this case resolved any faster than they do. It has required, over the months, a boatload of people, a lot more work, a lot more different things than what a department like this is used to. And it's been very demanding. You've got some very good people there for doing things that they probably never thought they'd ever be doing in their law enforcement career. But they're emotionally invested into this, and their time-wise is invested into it too. And it's costing their department a pretty good chunk of change to keep this investigation going as it is. Although it has been pared down to a degree, somewhat, it still costs a lot of money, and there's still a lot of unhappy people. When you have a department that's kind of, you know, looking at that, thing is, let's resolve this. Let's bring this to its natural conclusion. Let's find the girl. Let's get this done. And once the girl is found, that's when the other half of this takes place. That's when people start going to jail. That's when arrests are made. That's when prosecutions are made. And then that's where people are going to really start finding some serious time in the Gray Bar Inn. I have been told that by virtually every law enforcement official up and down the chain, from FDLE to FBI to Putnam County Sheriff's Office. A, find the girl. B, make some arrests, because obviously some crimes have been committed. There might be people going away on crimes we don't even know that have been committed, okay?
Right.
They will be prosecuted, and they will be put in jail. So the cleanup, the resolution to this case all starts with finding Haley.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Someone coming in from the 818 area code. What's your name, and what's your question for us?
Hello, everyone. This is Noreen. I have two questions, actually. One is for Cobra, and I think the other one's probably for you, Simon. About 2 months ago, you wrote an article about the funding and the amount that this case had already cost taxpayers and what have you, and the fact that funds were pretty much depleted. So if they're starting from ground, you know, back at square one again, what or where are the funds going to come from?
Good question.
It's a very good question. Actually, the article that you're referring to
and TJ talked about it, the fact that they had raised the gas tax in Putnam County. I think they doubled it to 12 cents a gallon, was it, TJ?
They raised it considerably, yes.
Yeah. At the meeting where they discussed doing this, it was due in part to financing the
Haley-Cummings
case.
Yeah. Most of it was for the roads, but some of it was to offset the shortfall projected by the investigation into the Haley-Cummings case, yes.
But what my concern is if they're starting at square one again, are they going to have the manpower that they had initially working
this is
in
the
case?
This is not a fact. This is what the law enforcement has told some family members that they will be. Yeah, and that's why I take very long times to say my sentences, because I want to try to get all the information in as clearly as possible. Family members have been told, they tell our newsroom, that they have been told by a law enforcement official that they have begun from square one. I have not gotten any validation on that comment from law enforcement yet, from the sheriff's office officially. But this has come not just from one, but from about a handful of family members.
Okay. Well, my concern is just, I hope they have the funding. I mean, I really do. I think it's atrocious. Sorry. My next question, though, is for Cobra. Last week you left us all on a cliffhanger. Well, yourself and Judy and Gunny. And Judy was going to explain a little more about why she was more positive than you as to Haley still being alive. And you said you might be able to share that with us this week. Can you?
I would love to share it with you. The writer that's writing about that, here's what happened. When she said that on the radio or on the Blogger Network last week, I wasn't the only one that heard it.
No,
and
it was on the phone.
She
called in last Sunday.
Pardon me?
She called in last Sunday. She spoke to you. It was towards the end of the show?
Yes. Yes, I wasn't the only one that was listening, and she talked to me about sharing with me. And apparently there's another writer out there that has requested, as TJ would if he was coming up with a ball buster story. I think that she took most of that information to that person, and they've been communicating, and I dropped out of the loop because I just asked one question. Can you tell me why or what? And it got too intense, and I think there's another investigative piece coming out on that. So I didn't pursue that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, once again,
I've been promised that it's coming because I keep asking the question. Hey, how do you go from a dead search, and that's what was happening the first time that I come in contact with this, to now it's a live search, and I really didn't want to touch it too much because there was a lot of things brought out in law enforcement to association of different folks. Who do you know? Why you talk to this person, that person? I left that to somebody else to investigate it. That's really not. I have my own direction there, and it didn't line up with some of the factoids that I know about the case. So, what do you call that, TJ? When you revert to somebody else? I did that.
You revert to someone else, you
when
defer.
Somebody
yeah.
else go with it. You know, somebody
yeah.
else take that. That's not me.
You deferred.
I deferred. Yeah. That's right. I deferred it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Noreen, before you leave, I'm pretty certain that if you were to ask myself, TJ, or Cobra the same question, you would get three different answers. You know, but there
you
are so many variables in this case.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know, yep. I know, well, and again, as you say, the focus is finding this dear, precious little child, you know.
That's right.
I wish you all the best of luck, I really do, and I sincerely thank you all for everything you are doing and keeping her name out there and everything. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nora.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And,
bye-bye.
And I can assure everyone that our plan here at Blogger News is to keep Haley's name in the mix,
And I think I probably speak for you there, TJ. You're going to be
yes.
doing the same thing.
Yes. You're doing a very good job keeping it national and international, and I'm doing the thing right here for our local consumers right here in the heart of Florida. And without bloggernews.net, you know, I think that some of this would have completely fallen off the radar. I only get a call from my cohorts at CNN Headline News about once a month anymore. When this first started out, it was every day. Can you be on three shows a day? Can you give us all the information you got? Yeah, sure. And then as time went by, and no significant movement has taken place in the case. It's about once or twice a month that I'll show up on Prime News, and very rarely will I get on Jane Velez Mitchell, and I haven't probably seen the Nancy Grace show since the day the Haley Bug Center opened and then subsequently closed out there in Satsuma.
I predict a change. I predict a change for you, Mr. Hart.
I do, too.
I predict this change. There's certain family members right now, like you have alluded to, and since there's family members, well, you know, it could be Denny's group, whether say family members. If
mm-hmm.
certain family members would get off their duffs and do what they know to do, Jane Velez Mitchell would be blowing this case up about every night. You need a change of venues. Of some of the players need to be changed out. Some of the that's what we're working on right now. We're working for that person, TJ, that can come to you and say, TJ, here's what we found out today, and this is the direction we're going in, and these are the folks we got coming, and that's not
mm-hmm.
my job. That's going to be somebody else's job to
yeah.
do that with
yeah.
you. There's one particular family member right now that we are giving a lot of latitude towards to see what they're going to do. Let them make the move if they want to go.
It's got
to
be done that way.
Whatever. It's got to be them. But once they make that move, I think that you, this case, will get the notoriety or attention that Kaylee's case did down in Orlando. I think that
yeah.
it will move right in that direction. And I don't know who would want or not want that much media attention, because I predict it to be huge this time, especially on a major upset in the case.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was on Jane Velez Mitchell, one of the people, I'm actually looking at the chat room. I've never done that before. It's very interesting.
I'm
getting dizzy. One person said, Jane cut you off the last time you were on, TJ. And I think the two of you and Miss Jan, plug your ears because I might say a curse word. she's a big girl. What happened was there was some fellow in some kind of electric green tie who really had no idea what the hell was going on. And he was appeared to be some out-of-work lawyer just hanging out his shingle hoping somebody would see him on TV and call him and get him a case.
Yeah.
And I said, well, when you're done grandstanding there, smart guy, and I said, maybe you might get your candy ass down here and get your toes wet. And
exactly.
about the time I said candy ass,
oh boy.
That's when they put the plug on. They pulled the plug on me, and two producers called me right up. They said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do you mean, what am I doing? I was responding. They said, you've been a broadcast journalist since 1975. You know you can't call somebody a candy ass on the air.
Hey,
and I said, well, I guess motherfucker isn't going to fly either. So, I'm sorry. That was a lack of class, but I was very upset with them, too.
TJ, I'm a hillbilly. You didn't see me on there, but I wanted to tell you something about those chat rooms.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little scripture for that. Luke 12. I think you start off on the first verse. Go down to about 3.
I will.
What you have whispered in inner rooms shall be proclaimed from the rooftops, my friend.
Yep.
So they're all sitting in these little sleuthy channels. And that's what, the National Forestry Division is real happy because we're buying paper like it's going out of damn style. And,
yeah.
and right now it's hard to get more paper. Listen, when I pull a truck up there, it's probably got 7,000 pounds of paper in it. You know what it is?
What is
blogs.
It?
All
blogs.
All blogs. And somebody's going to have to answer to every time I see Cobra in the damn blog.
Well, once we find the baby... Yeah, good luck.
Hey, listen, we got to stop the sideshow and all the bullshit. People
yeah.
want answers. You said senators and all that type of stuff going on there. I'm hoping this week they're just going to make it go nice so that all that stuff don't come out there like that. But it's got to, man. It's been 5 months, and we're chasing our tails round and round.
Yeah.
And, you know, you heard what I heard, and I'm appalled. And I'm
yeah.
something,
going, damn it, man.
Yeah.
Something has to happen. Something has to give. right? We're
pressure.
The press. There's precious few of us left, but we're dedicated. We ain't going away.
Nope.
Yeah, so.
You need more of it. It's pressure. You know, press pressure, because pressure breaks pipes. And if you got a camera stuck in somebody's face every hour of the day, and these people just won't go away, and God bless America, we just want our life to get back to normal again. I'm sorry. My life is not going to be the same and has not been the same since you come up missing. So me being an outsider down here, my life's not the same. Why should everybody get back to a cozy little, life is good? No, life ain't good.
No, life ain't good. And you know what? And you know what, Bill, you hit it right on the head. Some folks have kind of taken it now into stride. This is just the way it is, and they might not be happy with it, but that's the only way they can cope with it. And I think you're right. You know, we got to light the fire again. And like I said, whether it's with the cameras, microphones, ink, or if it's you, the public, taking back your republic and getting your representatives involved and letting them know that you're hotter than hell, and this is what you think the focus needs to be on, I'm urging you, especially if you live in Florida, and especially if you live in Putnam County, to get on the email, get on the telephone, write letters. If you still do the snail mail, it don't matter, just as long as it has a person who is in their little precinct, their county, their area of concern and influence. Make sure that you influence them, because that is your job. They work for you. Make it happen.
Right. And if
hey,
you've
been
you
reading
need...
the news lately. Look what the hell's popped off on this third case. I mean, children are most important to me, but this third case of these, what they're calling assassinations, oh, my God, brother. Shit, it's just a matter of time for more states become involved, because now it's Virginia, major news in Virginia, major news in Florida, but I think it will click off to some national attention as soon as they start finding out what the hell is really going on here.
I really, really, really want to get Haley back in the headlines.
Yep.
Actually, what I really want is to wake up tomorrow and find an email that says, "Hey, we found her."
Praise God. Praise
I,
God.
I hope. I really hope
Praise
that
God.
Happens
Give
this week.
To Kazir, Simon.
Yep. Simon, I really hope that it does happen. And I also, you know, when we first got the news of the dig that took place in Baker County, Haley's news article had appeared on abcnews.go.com and also on ABC Radio News. They were about to put it on TV, but some famous people, wound up dying right about that time. Michael Jackson, Billy Mays, and a few others. And believe it or not, the celebrity took away from this precious little girl. And I think it's a crying shame that Michael Jackson, although his music touched many people's lives, influenced a lot of musical artists. Michael Jackson is just like me, a guy from Indiana.
Yeah.
He's I played baseball, so I used one glove too.
I want to tell you something.
So, but the thing was, this little girl is missing. We know Mr. Jackson's fate, and we know that it upset a lot of people. And I'm probably breaking a few people's hearts right now. But you know what? This little girl still could be alive. We
That's
do
right.
need to keep that focus on her. And remember Michael in your prayers.
TJ,
yeah,
let me
one
tell you
focus,
something. Michael was for little children. He would be for this, man. He would be for this.
Why focus
yes,
on the dead when you can focus on the hopefully alive?
That's right. He ain't got no care for all that gold and silver no more, man. He should be at a place where it is, and he would support us looking for this child wholeheartedly.
They covered enough of Michael. I mean, they way more than enough for Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, he got his name out there, as they always do, once they die. I mean, that's all you ever hear about of them is after they die.
Yeah, that's when I'll be famous. The crazy white boy from down south Florida, damn hillbilly. What the hell?
But that's, I mean, they did more
You're
than
right,
his
though.
Share.
You're right.
And they shouldn't have cut Haley out.
I know I'm worth more dead than alive, that I know. That's for sure. That's damn true. That's for sure.
TJ, as a senior guy at the radio station, you know, you obviously have to find a balance on what you report about.
Yes.
I know that your major concern is, you know, local geography, but, you know, you have to report about Michael Jackson and Billy Mays and Farrah Fawcett. And I think there was someone else that died in that.
Oh, Carl Malden, but a lot of people thought he had passed on previously. He was 97 when he died, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, you know, how do you build that balance where you, you know, report the news and yet also keep local interest?
Okay, what we do on our on-air product and what we do with our online product, I no longer run a radio station. I run a media station. So you'll get two sentences on the celebrity death. And for more information, log on to thesky973.com. That's how we address it. If you want to be, if you want to look at the photos, if you want to look at the videotapes and stuff like that, you're welcome to do that. But you won't get a whole lot of time spent on that, as the network will take care of that for us. What we do in our newsroom is that we focus primarily on the local news and what's happening in our geographical area, and sometimes on stories that happen in Tallahassee as a, you know, pertains to the rest of the state. So we try to keep it in perspective. Your local news will always be the thing that we're working on in our newsroom. However, you will get national updates from the network and from the Associated Press. And if you want to read the celebrity stuff, we've got it there too, because we know people are interested.
Right.
But it's not the priority. The priority is, you know, how does this affect me? How does this affect the person who's sticking an ear on my radio station? So we have the thing that's going to be most impactful to you first, and then prioritize it down the line.
Do you mainly do local stuff on the radio, or mostly syndicated?
We are syndicated through parts of the day, but our morning show is live and local, and our afternoon show is live and local. We've dedicated some time to the Haley Cummings, and of course, any element of breaking news that will always be in the forefront of our local newscast. But our hosts do talk about a wide variety of different topics that affect people at that time in history in that day, whether it's something that's affecting local jobs, whether it's something that's affecting how you're going to live, your quality of life, those type of issues. It's got to be all pared down into that kind of priority list.
Well, you know, that wasn't quite what I was expecting. I guess we all know all about 97.3.
Sorry. I think that was a corporate response. I think that was a prior written corporate response. Right?
No, that's me sitting at my desk.
I'm just messing with you, man.
That's 35 years of, God damn it, what are you doing, boy?
But I'll tell you what, I have a really nice radio, and I've tried tuning it to 97.3.
You can listen online.
You can?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, this
little thingy movie there that says "Listen Live."
Shoot, man, he's got music you like, Simon.
Yeah, that's our sister. That's our sister FM station. That's KTK. That's one Bill always hears on hold when he's calling for me. He goes, "Man, you broke up my favorite song." So
I'll tell you what. Let me bring on another caller. We have someone coming in from
sure.
the 386 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Judy and Gunny.
Hello.
Hello, this is Judy and Gunny.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yep. What's your question?
Hi, I just wanted to thank everybody, Simon, TJ, and Cobra. And Cobra, we're 100% on your side. And good luck. Haley's alive.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm...
Okay?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm glad that you feel Haley is alive.
I just have that faith that she is alive.
What makes you think she's alive?
I just do. I've been over here searching and everything, and I really, really have the faith that she's alive. Okay. Good luck, Cobra.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had a gunny for me.
I will. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're in about the last minute of our broadcast, so what I would like to do is just go around the table. Let's start with Denny. Denny, you're far too quiet.
I'm learning.
He's learning. All right. What did you learn today? Give us your pearls of wisdom.
Well, I got to say, about a half hour ago or so, I said I was in a down cycle with my thoughts on Haley. And since listening to Cobra and TJ, that apparently there's a lot more stuff going on that most of us aren't aware of. Certainly I'm not aware of. I'm coming back to the upswing. These fellows know what they're talking about, I believe, and it sounds like there may be something coming up relatively soon, possibly a break or possibly some news or something to get off dead center. And if that happens, you know, who knows whether Haley's actually found or there's a suspect or whatever it is. So I'm optimistic now where I wasn't a half hour ago.
Joe.
Denny, I'll give you. I know in this book that you're writing, and I just want to get mention from Cobra. I'm going to give you the Cobra formula. Here's the formula that I use, and it's helped me catch 8,000 folks and people, places, the things that they do, and the times that they do it. If you can answer those four questions, you'll catch more folks.
Okay.
So that's my formula.
I appreciate that. I'll keep it in mind. Thank you, Cobra.
You're welcome, Denny.
Okay. Jen, your thoughts.
First of all, I'd like to wish Cobra and TJ luck in finding our little Haley, because she does need to be found. But I'd also like to say to a lot of people out there that have been fighting over this or that, bickering over this, all that, none of that matters. Let everybody focus on finding Haley, and they'll be a lot happier in the world. You know, if just this little girl can be found, all the fighting is just not necessary. It's ridiculous, and it's got out of hand. And if they'd all put that energy that they have in the fighting towards finding Haley, maybe she'd be found and at home by now. And let's just keep praying that this little girl is found, because we all want her found. And let her be happy and healthy.
Absolutely, TJ. Jan.
I can't top Jan. That's my thoughts exactly. Folks, you're spending a lot of time and energy throwing crap over your neighbor's fence. Knock it off. Let's focus and move forward.
I like that. I'm with TJ on that. Cobra,
mm-hmm. I
stir
say
the pot.
I say if you're the captain of your ship, you should house clean every once in a while. I think that most of the fighting is coming right from one site. We don't need to mention it. There's a lot of hucky-pucky going on, pretenders in there, of which we know their true identities. And we're just watching how they're kind of swaying and getting records on people and doing all this shit. If I thought that one of the records that they pulled and posted online was the person that took Haley, it would be good. We'd go get them. But no, they're pulling your records and my records, and anybody's got a dadgum record or anything, they put it on there and they attack us. Now, I didn't take Haley. I have put, like TJ, like some of us other ones, a lot invested. Some of the law enforcement take this home with them every night. There are some folks that really have this on their heart. Some have it as a money opportunity, and some has it as just a political advancement. I would just like them to focus, but I'd like to actually know, what reason are you looking for Haley or saying that you are? Are you doing it because you want this or that? I want to just find a little girl. If I knew where she was, I'd call you. If I thought she was in Mississippi, go pick her up. TJ, me, most of us don't want any of the, other than the satisfaction that she is found, we can move on and deal with whatever fallout is fell out.
But I think that's what it really needs to be. Everybody's attacking this guy and attacking that guy, and I got to be careful. I'll start talking about somebody's website and how they should put it under control. I don't know if that gets ratings. I don't know if that's proper. I just think that if we have to look Haley in the eye and explain to her when she's 15 or 16 of all this crap that's been recorded out here, I would just have to say, darling, I thought you were one of my kids lost, you know. And that, you know, if I've done anything to offend you, I'd be sorry. I'm sorry for it.
Well,
you know, mine's pretty easy. I don't have a lot to apologize for. You know, I'm sitting there watching for the next one to come.
In a forum or anywhere that where all the fighting is, the ratings shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not about ratings. It's not.
Do you get paid on that? Is every time somebody writes something? I mean, do people have? You know, what is the benefit? Do people make money off of it? Or I'm not really familiar with that. I'll tell you this much: I've seen these forums, and I've seen some horrific stuff coming out of there, to where I would have to wonder what those people are thinking and what little diddlers they got going on. You know. God.
Well, I don't really understand where they think that there's money made. Because
I think some of them are in prison. These are former or current child molesters themselves that are writing this stuff. I mean, if you could attack, take me out of the equation for a minute. If you could attack TJ and say that this guy is doing this and this and the other and he doesn't really care or whatever, then they don't know TJ. You know, and be able to put that in there without a moderator or somebody saying, hold on a minute. That is wrong, and you're out of here, pal.
The attacks are not against TJ. They're against you. They're against me. They're against Jan. They're against everyone.
A lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
it goes to motive. What is the motive? You know, listen, there's two families here. There's mommy's side of the family and daddy's side of the family. There's boyfriends and the girlfriends and all that stuff. You got two families here. Of course, they're pissed off. One blames the other one and this, that, and the other. But why would they attack, you know, me, for example? Why the hell would they attack me for trying to find, I don't care where the dirt ends up. You know, it will. And I can't change that. Somebody's put that into history themselves. All we can do is find out what they did. And I won't frame somebody that didn't do it, but the guilty party is still the guilty party. It doesn't matter. And that's the one I want to find, whether it is daddy's side or mommy's side.
Okay. I would love to continue this conversation, but my producer is squawking in my ear that they're going to cut me off faster than TJ and his comment to the lawyer on.
And I promise I'll never use those words ever again on your show. I'm embarrassed. I really am.
But it was priceless.
Frustrations, brother.
It is what I said, though, and I wound up saying it twice. So.
Yeah, but it's frustrating. It's a bad day. It's not a bad day.
And we are not governed by the FCC here on Blog Talk Radio. So
George Carlin, if he was still around, could actually come on your radio and say all those words?
Yes, he could.
Really?
Yep.
I said most of them in one sentence.
No kidding.
God bless you.
Oh, okay, folks. I really got to close it down. It's been great, and I really want to thank you all for taking part.
Yes, thank you all.
And I want Denny Griffin's autograph.
Me too.
You got it, TJ. You got it.
Hey, don't get me. I'll say this if you don't get me my own.
You too, Cobra. You're all in. All right,
okay. Let's do this again next week.
All right, and I'll bring the Popeye's chicken, Jan.
Yes.
All right.
For supper now.
Talk to you all later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.